As coronavirus disappears, Israel nixes green pass system. Allows unvaccinated into public venues. By Deborah Brand on June 1, 2021. Israel on Tuesday dropped its green pass system restricting entrance to public venues to those who are vaccinated or have recovered from coronavirus. In doing so, it opened venues to the general public only 3 months after launching the world-leading vaccination drive. Capacity limits were lifted for all indoor and outdoor gatherings as cases dropped to less than 20 per day. The only restrictions remaining is wearing masks indoors, which is currently under discussions to be lifted as well, and quarantine requirements for those entering the country without proof of vaccination. While Israel fared along with some of the worst countries in the world when it came to contagion, surpassing even the US, the country led the world by a large margin with its vaccination campaign. It suffered heavy losses from the pandemic, with 850,000 cases and 6,412 deaths, a very high ratio for the country of 9 million people. At the height of the pandemic, there were more than 10,000 new daily cases. Today, 81% of Israel's adult population has been fully vaccinated and the country has achieved herd immunity, experts say. From our perspective, June 1, 2021 is a holiday. Tomer Moore, the head of the restaurant group, told the Ynet news website. This is the day we have won our battle, with the cancellation of the green passes. We're thrilled to going back to hosting the public, children, adults and families, without conditions. Not everyone is confident about the move to scrap the green pass program, however. Health Ministry Director General Professor Hizzi Levi told Ynet canceling it is a risk he hopes will not blow up in our faces. We have to remember there are coronavirus mutations and variants around the world and in Israel. That's why we still have to be very careful, he said. Adding that the country was not doing enough to enforce the quarantine restrictions for those coming from overseas. The pandemic isn't over, he warned.